Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the plant propagation session. My name is Sandy Wilson from University of Florida, and I'm happy to be here to serve as moderator and one of the speakers later on. We will be staying on schedule. All of the speakers have downloaded their presentations, and I'll give the speakers a 12-minute notice, and then I'll stand up at 15 minutes. And the speakers can use the, we're asked to use the mouse if you need to point to something because it's being recorded. So we'll start with our first speaker, Aaron, from University of Florida, talking about the quantification of root growth of transplants in propagation substrates.
Hi, good afternoon. Today I'm going to present my research on root quantification using two different methods, by two-dimensional and three-dimensional image scanning and different propagation substrates. During propagation, a common practice is to use high misting frequency to maintain cutting hydration. However, high misting frequency may result in low substrate oxygen levels, increased risk of disease, and waterlogging of substrate may result in slow or no rooting. There are many different substrates used in propagation, and it is difficult to quantify root growth when roots cannot be easily removed from substrate, such as Rockwell and Oasis foam. My first objective was to quantify root growth by two-dimensional or three-dimensional scanning methods, and my second objective was to study the effect of varied substrate moisture level on root growth of unrooted cuttings of Poinsettia Prestige Red during mispropagation. We're also very interested in learning this fine balance between water and air within substrate and effect on root growth during propagation. Two-dimensional analysis was used when roots could easily be removed from substrate, such as peat, and the moisture level was of low, medium, and high. Three-dimensional analysis was used when roots could not be easily removed from substrate, such as Rockwell or foam, and the moisture levels were of low, medium, and high. Experiments were carried out in this growth chamber, where lights were supplemented with LEDs. Mist irrigation was used to maintain cutting hydration. Fog was used to achieve high humidity throughout the experiment. And capillary mats were used to deliver different moisture levels of low, medium, and high. That's the water trough, and the higher the capillary mat was, the less water was held within the substrate. Before experiments were carried out with plants, a test was run to see how much water was held within the substrates by capillary mats. You could see that the volumetric water content differed greatly across the different substrates. Container capacity was used to show water holding capacity for each substrate. Air content also differed greatly across the substrates, and the lowest air content was at container capacity. My first experiment was to use two-dimensional analysis to quantify root growth of poinsettia grown at different moisture levels. It was a randomized block design with two blocks as growth chambers and two replicate moisture levels as capillary mats per block. Peat substrate was used to fill 55 milliliter propagation size cells. The moisture levels of low, medium, and high, however, resulted in similar volumetric water content. Peat has very high water holding capacity. At day 14 of propagation, 12 replicate plants were destructively harvested, roots were washed and scanned at 800 dots per inch and analyzed using the Wind Rizo program. Data were analyzed through statistics of analysis of variance and showed that there were no differences across moisture levels from 52 to 63% volumetric water content. However, the measured variables, root variables of length, surface area, and volume, root count, were also very high at day 14 of propagation. Transitioning to methods for 3D root quantification using X-ray analysis by nanocomputed tomography, or CT scanning. CT scanning methods will be described, followed by image segmentation of roots and root quantification by spatial distribution. Plants were scanned at the University of Florida Research Service Center with this CT scanner here. The scanning parameters of voltage and current differed from Rockwell and Oasis foam because Rockwell has higher density than foam. It's very important the voltage and current that you choose because you have to optimize this grayscale density separation in order to successfully segment your roots to follow scan or after scanning. All samples were scanned at 49.8 micrometer voxel resolution with a total of 1,200 images per column, and there are three columns. The runtime was 20 minutes per sample. After scanning, images are processed in the DataX program and imported into Volume Graphics Studio Max 3.0 software for image reconstruction and root quantification. The region growing tool was used to segment roots. The open close tool was used to close the hollow gaps within the roots for better estimate of volume. The edge refinement tool was used to grow out parts of the roots that were not previously segmented. The smoothing tool was used to remove any excess water or substrate still clinging onto the roots for better estimate of surface area. After roots are segmented, this is what they look like, where roots are preserved at very high resolution, and you can see the root architecture. For more analysis using root system architecture by spatial distribution, plants are still going to be analyzed in Volume Graphics Studio. In the 3D window and in parallel mode, we will pull up a scale and you'll center your roots so that it is at 0 millimeters. The polyline tool was used to segment roots by depth of 0.5 centimeters. And remember, this is propagation, so the cell deep is not that deep compared to a large size. And always remember that you have to watch what you're looking at and what you're quantifying, so you can go ahead and move your roots to see what it is you're actually going to analyze. Quantitative analysis was carried out by root spatial distribution for root measured parameters of surface area as well as volume for each depth from the base of the stem to 2 centimeters in depth at 0.5 sections. The second propagation trial was used to study the effect of two substrates and varied moisture levels on root growth quantified by 3D analysis using Poinsettia Prestige Red. The substrates were of Rockwell and Oasis foam. The moisture levels differed greatly for foam. However, Rockwell at low and medium had similar volumetric water content, increased to 53% volumetric water content for high. After 14 days of propagation, roots were scanned. Data were analyzed using analysis of variance, showed that substrate had no differences. Moisture level of high resulted in greater surface area and volume. The interaction of substrate by moisture level resulted in greater root growth at Rockwell at 53% volumetric water content. In this graph, you can see the root growth for the experiment. At the x-axis shows the substrate moisture level of low, medium, and high, and the measured root variable of surface area at the y-axis. For Oasis foam, it showed that root growth was similar across the very different moisture levels. However, if you remember Rockwell, the moisture level of low and medium were similar, also resulted in similar root growth, and root growth increased at 53% volumetric water content of high. Roots were also analyzed for spatial distribution for Rockwell at different moisture levels, shown that for the moisture level of high, root growth was generally better compared to low and medium. The most root growth occurred at the base of the stem. This is during propagation at 0 to 0.5 centimeter depth. Although this analysis of spatial distribution is not significantly showing us anything different at propagation, this analysis shows great potential for studies on environmental conditions on root plasticity, especially during drought. We can also look at the distribution of water and air within opaque substrates using 3D analysis, shown here at Rockwell at high moisture level, where the water is blue and air is white. In conclusion, when roots can be removed from substrate, two-dimensional root scans quantified many root growth variables using the WinRISO program. 3D root scans preserve root system architecture in stabilized substrates at high resolution and can be quantified for total growth as well as root spatial distribution. The balance between water and air can also be quantified through 3D imaging. For the propagation trial in peat, moisture levels were similar and resulted in similar but high root growth. Rockwell at high moisture level resulted in greater root growth compared to low and medium. Root growth was similar in foam across very different moisture levels, possibly due to the chamber environment control, where mist irrigation helped to maintain cutting hydration and fog was used to maintain high humidity during propagation. Thank you for your time, and I want to thank my major advisor, Dr. Paul Fisher. I want to thank the people at the UF Research Service Center, Gary and Dr. Ed Stanley. Do you have any questions for me?
Is that the industry standard to use both fog and intermittent mist?
It is not the industry standard for greenhouse. Greenhouse is mainly through mist irrigation. People use different types of irrigation. Dr. Fisher went to New Zealand and they were using coarse, just water spraying because they had gravel as substrate. But no. And I think the greenhouse industry is trying to move into more controlled environments, so, you know, for propagation and other things. Any other questions? All right. Thank you.